بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا أخذ مضجعه نفث في يديه. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, these are still the du'as that was to be recited when a person retires, when he goes to sleep. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam should get prepared to sleep, sit on his bed, then he used to blow in his hands. وَقَرَعَ بِالْمُعَوَّذَاتِ. And he used to read قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ وَمَسَّحَ بِهِمَا جَسَدَهُ. And then he used to rub his whole body with that hands of his. And in another narration, أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ كَانَ إِذَا آوَى إِلَى فِرَاشِهِ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ جَمَعَ كَفَّيْهِ. That whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam should go to his bed, sit on it, get ready to sleep, then he used to, every night he used to put his two hands together. ثُمَّ نَفَثَ فِيهِمَا. Then he used to blow in his hands. فَقَرَأَ فِيهِمَا. Then he used to blow, then he used to read on his hands. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. ثُمَّ مَسَحَ بِهِمَا مَسْتَطَعَ مِنْ جَسَدِهِ. Then he used to rub on his body with his hands how much of his body he could reach. يَبْدَعُ بِهِمَا عَلَى رَأْسِهِ وَوَجْهِهِ. And he used to start rubbing his hands on his head first and then on his face. وَمَا أَقْبَلَ مِنْ جَسَدِهِ. And then the front part of the body. يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to do that 3 times. And this blowing is just like blowing with the wind that comes from the mouth. There's no spit in it, just the breath that comes. وعن براء بن عازم رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu anhuma says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam told me, إِذَا أَتَيْتَ مَذْجِعَكَ فَتَوَضَّعَ وُضُوءَكَ لِلصَّلَاةِ. When you go to your sleeping place, that is when you go to your bed to rest, before that make wudu like the wudu of your namaz, that is like the normal full wudu, not just washing hands and face, but what niyat, make a wudu, what is called a wudu, that is the best, though it is not faraz, but it is extremely good. And if a person cannot make the wudu at that time, then he should try and make tayammum. That will also give him the sawab of that wudu. ثُمَّ اتَّجِعَ عَلَى شِقِّكَ الْأَيْمَنِ. And then lie down on your right side. وَقُلْ. And then read this dua. اللَّهُمَّ أَسْلَمْتُ نَفْسِي إِلَيْكَ. Oh Allah, I've surrendered my life to you. وَوَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِي إِلَيْكَ. And I've turned my face towards you. That is, I'm turning to you. And this should be like when a person is dying, that he surrenders himself to Allah and he turns to Allah fully. وَفَوَّضْتُ أَمْرِي إِلَيْكَ. And I've handed over all my complete matter towards you. وَالْجَأْتُ ذَهْرِي إِلَيْكَ. And I've taken your protection, your support. The back support of a person when he feels tired, how he takes support with a wall or something. I've taken my full support with you, O Allah. رَغْبَةً وَرَحْبَةً إِلَيْكَ. I have great hope in your mercy and I fear your punishment at the same time. لَا مَلْجَأَ وَلَا مَنْجَأَ مِنْكَ إِلَّا إِلَيْكَ. There is no protection, there is no security with anyone but from you. آمَنْتُ بِكِتَابِكَ الَّذِي أَنْزَلْتَ. I have brought iman on the kitab that you have revealed, that is the Quran Sharif, with all its requisites. وَبِي نَبِيِّكَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلْتَ. And also I have brought iman on your Nabi, and with what he has been sent, that is all his teachings, and his Mubarak and Sunnat way of life. فَإِن مِتَّ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. If you have done this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and you die, you have died on Islam, on Iman, on a perfect clear path. وَاجْعَلْهُنَّ آخِرَ مَا تَقُولُ. And let these be the last words that you say. In other words, whatever else, you want to talk with your wife, you want to make love with her, everything. When you have finished, then say these words, and now let them be the last words. And as though you are going to meet Allah, you are going to go and sleep now, you are going in your death. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا آوى إلى فراشه قال. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should go to his bed to sleep, he used to read this dua. Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa saqana. All praise is due to Allah who gave us to eat, who gave us to drink. In other words, I'm sleeping now, I'm not hungry, my need of food and water has been fulfilled. وَكَفَانَا وَآوَانَا. And Allah Ta'ala has sufficed for us all our needs, and He has protected us and given us His protection and security. فَكَمْ مِمَّنْ لَا كَافِيَ لَهُ وَلَا مَوَّى. For how many there are other people who haven't got these things, who are sleeping on a hungry stomach, who haven't got a place to sleep, who haven't got a roof over their head. Oh Allah, you have given us the security and protection. What a high position of that person by Allah, who makes this muraqabah and thinks, who reads this dua and realizes that, oh Allah, how you have blessed me, you have given me my protection, my security. How many people are deprived of this? وَعَنْ هُذَيْفَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ إِذَا رَادَ أَنْ يَرْقُدَ. Hazrat Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to decide to sleep, come to his bed to sleep, وَضَعَ يَدَهُ الْيُمْنَ تَحْتَ خَدِّهِ. He used to put his right palm under his right cheek. ثُمَّ يَقُول. And then he used to read this dua. أَلَّهُمَّ قِنِي عَذَابَكَ يَوْمَ تَبْعَثُ عِبَادَكَ. Oh Allah, save me from your punishment, your azab, on the day when people will be resurrected again, the day of Qiyamah. So a person, in other words, must make muraqabah of his mort. And they think that I'm sleeping, I'm dying now. And oh Allah, save me from the punishment on the day of Qiyamah. These are great and wonderful du'as. They are written in many kitabs. We should try and learn them, and the most important, read them, and with the essence and the meaning, we should read it. We all should also make du'a, this tragedy that has fallen, three young men, and we should take a lesson from there. Anyone can go at any time. We should be ready. We should make du'a for the maghfirat, that Allah gives them the highest stages, and Allah gives their family sabr, and Allah, to those who are still ill and critical, Allah give them shifa. And we should continuously make du'a maghfirat for them, and also isali sawab. At least the sabak that we read, our dars, pass that sawab. Read three times qulu Allah, and as much as we can. And also, very, very important, we should take a lesson from here. Young people. And suddenly, no idea whatsoever of death, and their death is right in front of them and has taken them. It could be we in their places also. So we should prepare and be ready for mort, and to face, like this hadith that we have read, when we go to sleep every day, take this lesson, our mort could also be coming just like this. May Allah Ta'ala grant them the highest stages, grant their families and everyone sabr, and let us all prepare for that inevitable. وآخر دعوانا.